Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, season 14, episode 13, The Last Supper. Oh my God, what an episode. Should we just get right into it?
Yep.
So we start the episode, Marge and Jen Fessler do a little get together. Jen Fessler had agreed not to go to Therese's little shindig of basically talking shit about Marge and having her lawyer come there to do it. So Marge reveals she sent a little gift to Teresa, that funeral bouquet. Jen Fessler was like, okay, oh my God. Pretty
Didn't.
gangster move, really. And then Marge kind of reveals that she's got some plans to reveal some bombs at the Last Supper. So we'll save that to the end.
But she did say, but Marge did say, which made me laugh. She goes, "I don't run in the shadows." And I thought that was pretty cool, right? Because
Yeah.
she's pretty.
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. No, she really doesn't. Dolores then arrives. She gives her a quick little call that she's coming over.
Which sounded kind of already like, no, I'm coming over. Like, because Marge was totally unexpecting that.
Taken
And
aback by it.
yeah, wasn't.
And they get into like a little bit of a heated moment because basically Marge says that Dolores knew about the little meeting before New York. Dolores' reaction, okay, what do you guys think about that? She went like berserk. She's like, no, I didn't know about it. Da, 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 da. Like, as if Marge was like attacking her. What did you guys think about that reaction? Because I thought that was odd. And it kind of made me suspicious that Dolores might be lying to kind of save her ass.
I feel like she was lying. She was trying to protect herself to make it look like as though she
In front of
wasn't in
Teresa.
front of Teresa, to protect herself to Teresa, like I didn't know anything, like she told her she didn't know anything, but I think she's full of shit. I love Dolores,
Dolores knew. She
Dolores
knew.
knew. She,
She
I,
1,000%.
the way she went for Margaret and then trying to take a stand, like I'm not going to stay here, I'm leaving. She was very dramatic and extreme, and I just felt like, in
You're a
my
liar.
opinion,
You're a
you're a
liar.
fucking liar.
Yeah, and
I thought
that's,
she was a fucking liar,
I
but
thought 100% she did. And that was just to kind of make sure that everybody's on the same page. That was for the pre-meeting to the last reunion, and that's what
yeah.
she was referring to.
Yes.
So, like, she just went
She went
from
ballistic. Yeah.
0 to 1,000,
Yeah.
not even to 100,
Yeah.
and just like I wanted to jump down Marge's throat
Yeah.
for even bringing it up or even insinuating that she knew. And she 1,000% knew.
Yeah.
That's my
And the veins were popping out of her forehead. She was They come out in all of us when we start to go cuckoo.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think she got caught trying to play Switzerland. And probably behind the cameras, she got invited to that dinner. But then something like that got brought up in front of the cameras. And she's probably saying behind the cameras to Teresa, no, I had no idea about this, XYZ. And that's why she had that big reaction. That's just my thoughts on that.
I agree.
Yeah,
I
I
agree.
agree.
I agree. And it was interesting because she calmed down right away when Margaret was telling her, "Look, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm not saying anything. I'm just She
saying
didn't it like it
call her a
was."
liar.
Nope,
And
she
that's the
didn't.
thing. Like, Dolores was like, "I'm not a liar. And it's like, she didn't call you a liar, you fucking dumb nuts. She's just Exactly.
telling you, she told you about it and that you, and this is a Dolores move, I'm not going to take part of it. I'm not going to be a part of that. No, I will not do that. I get that from Dolores. You want to be Switzerland? Okay. You're going to say, no, I'm not going to take the offer of coming there and listening and whatever, right?
But fess up and
But
say you were
fess up
invited.
that you were invited, because it's not a big fucking deal to fess up and say that you were invited.
Okay, now the biggest question about that,
The cronuts.
cronuts.
Fuck, man, I knew it. What did I say?
Oh.
Because I saw that fucking plate. I was like, those are fucking cronuts and they look good. And I think that's a fucking cannoli sticking out of the cronut. And next time I go to New York, I swear to gosh, I shouldn't
Track
say,
it down and find them.
I'm gonna fucking get that cronut with the fucking cannoli on there, because it looked fucking good.
Did. Then Rachel, Danielle, and Melissa get together. Danielle basically gives them the debrief of that meeting with Teresa's lawyer. Oh my God. And then, you know, they start talking about, okay, why did the little girls trip get canceled? Well, actually, Danielle kind of called it, because Danielle said at the church, at the podcast, well, I'm surprised this place didn't burn down with you in it, to Jen Aiden. And guess whose room got burnt to the crisp?
Yeah, it turned out it was theirs.
Teresa and Jen's. Like,
yeah. Jennifer Aiden, yeah.
Oh my God.
Like an exorcist time. Yeah, right?
Yeah. What an omen.
Yeah.
An om.
What an om. That's a bad om.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we see Teresa and Louis, and they're basically having a little debrief, because Teresa's going to be going to this Last Supper. And they're basically talking about, okay, what's the game plan? You know, everyone does that when you're about to go into an important meeting, anything important, you kind of talk to your loved ones about it a little bit. So Teresa and Louis are doing that. And what does Louis say?
Just before you get into that, just for one sec, Sugar, because the thing is they were the ones that were so against having anything pre-done, and they really kind of shit all over everybody for having these little meetings, but they did the exact same thing.
Exactly.
It's normal. Yeah. It's not like it's abnormal.
Yeah.
People do that. So anyway,
that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. I didn't connect those dots.
If Teresa is doing it, it's okay. It's if somebody else is playing the same style of game as her, that it's not okay, right? That's where it is. She wants to do it how she wants, but she doesn't want anybody else doing the same fucking thing, right? So that's bullshit. Double standards. And Louis's a fucking lowlife piece of shit scumbag. Who the fuck? First off, it's housewives, not you, you prick, who's just getting your 15 minutes of fame and latching onto her and sucking her dry, because now we'll see exactly what he fucking does to her. But who the fuck is he? And I'm sorry if I'm jumping the gun, but he really fucking irked me. Who goes after people and attacks, full on attack? I hope that they suffer, and I hope the kids suffer. Who the fuck does that? Like, how fucking low of a blow do you have to do, you piece of shit? Go crawl in the fucking, under the fucking rock that you crawled out of.
You know what? If you got a problem with a person, that's one thing, but not after their family.
Not after their fucking kids. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking lowlife.
That's not nice. Not nice at all.
Maybe, again, watch what you spit out, Louis, because it may come back to your fucking kids, asshole.
Tell me how you really feel.
Sorry.
Not so nice.
I get it. I'm really <All right. laughs> just a little.
No, you guys are exactly right. Like, who says that in front of the camera too? Because he's the one who preaches love and go with the flow. Da 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 da. But I hope they suffer. I hope this. I hope that. Like, what? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Crazy psycho.
Yeah, and Teresa should have said, no, Louis, like, leave the kids out of it. She should have stood up right there, but she didn't, because she's become a fucking white trash, low life. I don't know what,
we'll talk about that after, but yeah.
Well, even in the scene before, Daniela was saying, I don't think, like, you know, Teresa's like a shell right now. She's 90 pounds soaking wet because she's on Ozempic, but she's like a shell of a person. But she was saying, I don't think that there's a lot of calmness in her home right now.
I don't think so.
You can really see that with that little snippet of Louis, just how he was reacting. Like, that was insane.
Yeah.
That was too much.
Yeah, it is.
And so you can really see that's a small glimpse. And that's on camera too. Imagine what he's like behind closed doors, no camera. Of course,
nobody watching. How creepy is that?
But I know, like, if I just kind of equate it to my own relationship, I've had issues with people before, and I've talked to my husband about it, because that's what you do, right?
Yeah.
He would never say stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He'd always say something like positive or say, you know what, maybe you got to see the other person's side, mm-hmm, or, you know, like take a step back, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm, something like that. Something kind of encouraging and positive, as opposed to going for the throat and being negative.
Yeah.
And just like, because you know why, it's not in his best interest for Teresa to be in a good place with her friends or her family, because it doesn't suit him. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's getting even worse.
He's trying to get that wedge further and further in so that they're completely fucking broken.
Yeah.
And they are broken.
They are.
But it's her own fault.
But you know what? He shouldn't be encouraging that.
But he doesn't give a shit. No, it's all about him trying to be in the spotlight because he thinks that he and her are the ones.
Yeah.
He thinks that they're the fucking power couple. Who the fuck thinks that? Nobody.
No,
you're exactly right. Not so nice. And then on the flip side, you see Melissa doing the same thing with Joe, asking for some advice on, you know, okay, I'm going to go to this thing. I know, you know, you're having problems with your sister. How do you want me to handle it? And he says, do exactly what you've been doing. Like, I'm sick of it. He totally screwed me over with that pizza thing.
And his sister stabbed him in the fucking heart, not even only the back. She stabbed him in the back. She stabbed him in the heart. Like, she took the guy's heart and destroyed it. He's about family. She doesn't remember that she was about family growing up with him too, right?
I know, but it's interesting to me that you've got Teresa and whatchamaface, what's his name now?
Louis,
and then the advice that he's talking and how he's talking to Teresa, and then the flip side is a very calm, rational kind of, you know, just go with the flow, you know, do what you've been doing, and basically keep it classy. So like
exactly.
The difference between the two is amazing. It's shocking.
Yes,
exactly. Okay, and that was just a little tiny bit before we get into The Last Supper. What a terrible idea. Oh my God. The two moderators of all people, Dolores, who, okay, that's fine. But then Jen Fessler, I thought that was pretty funny that she was a moderator there. Okay. So they seat everyone and they basically want to put one person who, the two people who hate each other the most across the table from each other and just open up and speak to each other, and we want to be, you know, listeners today, and we want to work out, we want to hash out all of our problems. Mm-hmm. And of course, that did not go over too well. Mm-hmm. So
even before we get to the first couple or the first pair, but when Teresa walked in, and of course she walked in last, because that's Teresa, she wants to make an entrance.
Yes.
And then the first thing she says, like, she knows what she's coming into. And the first thing she says is, I don't want to sit there. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to do it. Yeah. And like right away, like when you get that stance, you know it's not going to go good, right? Like, it doesn't matter because she's not interested. Mm-hmm. Why she even bothered to agree to come?
That's why her phone.
Yeah.
That's why she was on her phone.
Yeah.
Looking like as though she's not paying attention. But let's get real, Italians, we have fucking good ears.
She was paying attention.
Even though we're having one conversation at a table of 10, we can understand and hear what the fuck is going on with the other six conversations.
Yeah, but you know what? Not so nice. They showed her phone and what she was doing on her phone. She was literally just on the homepage, like, swiping back and forth. That. She wasn't even doing anything on her phone.
Yeah,
just pretending to look down.
I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care what you guys say, blah, 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 right?
Ridiculous. Yeah. The first two people who go, Jen and Danielle. So Danielle kind of wants to hash out, you know, all this shit Jen has been saying about her and the charity thing. Mm-hmm. And then she tries to, she failed herself because she tried to go into the numbers with Jen. Mm-hmm. And Jen is so stupid, she doesn't understand. So she said, her and the husband turned $2,500 mm-hmm. into $2,500. $25,000. Mm-hmm. And she starts kind of going into the numbers a little bit. So I paid for that dinner. So that $600 tip, I paid for it. Came out of my own pocket. That had nothing to do with any of that money that went to charity. I was paying for that. And then she says, the car, the private car that got sent to your house, that came out of the budget. And that was the $2,500 that ended up turning into more money. And Jen just immediately goes, yeah, you steal from charity. You, because she doesn't understand. Like, she's so stupid.
She doesn't understand anything. She's so stupid.
Exactly. And then from there, it goes up and up and up with their arguing. Like, insane. So basically, then Jen makes that comment about their... Dolores and Jen Fesser are basically like, it gets so heated that they're like, okay, this isn't going anywhere. Let's just move on to the next person. This isn't looking good. And Danielle tries to get the last word in, like, my husband's waiting for me. And what does Jen say?
Sugar, I thought that Dolores said, let's just move on from this. It looks like it went well. Like, what the fuck?
No, she said it's not going well. No, they were saying it's not going well.
I thought she said, like, it's a good place to leave it. Like, we got something done, but maybe I misunderstood that.
No. They were all saying, this isn't good. Let's just move on from this.
Okay, I misunderstood that because I thought it was.
I did too. Yeah.
No. They were saying, like, let's move on. Like, that's not
good. Yeah, let's move on.
They knew. Well,
that's what I thought she said, but my mistake probably.
Yeah, so basically then Jen makes a comment about her husband having man boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all know Danielle.
Yeah. Exploded.
And what did she do?
She exploded.
Yeah.
And right.
She threw some sort of glass pitcher right at Danielle. The security guard was on top of her right away. And it's funny because I kept hearing about this particular incident on social media a lot. So I was surprised this happened at the beginning of the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't the ending. This was how the dinner started.
Yeah. I thought it was actually going to be like slam dunk right in her fucking head. Unfortunately, it didn't. It missed her, but at least it shocked Jen a little bit.
Yeah.
Scared her a little bit.
Yeah, you could tell. Yeah, it scared everyone.
No, but even after that, like even after that whole incident, and then Danielle had like kind of being forced away, and then being walked away, she still continued. Like that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like she still kept going on, and she wouldn't. She's like a dog with a bone. She won't give up, and she's spewing hatred at this woman instead of coming back and saying, you know what, okay. That was maybe uncalled for and, we could talk about anything else and I'll keep my hands or keep my mouth or anything to do with her husband. I'm not going to talk about anymore. Mm-hmm. But no, she just continues.
She just continues. And she is dirty.
Yeah.
Very she's dirty. Like Danielle said.
Yeah.
She is fucking dirty.
Yeah.
She's a dirty.
It's kind of a stupid comment too. Like really like.
It is stupid.
Kind of out of the blue. Like it didn't add anything to their particular fight. It was just a low blow.
But that's why she wanted a reaction out of her.
So she's ridiculing or mocking her husband for something that is different about him. Yet she has children that go to school and one was bullied. And is that what you want to happen to your child? Because I'll tell you, lady, people see that and they're going to go after your kids, unfortunately. And if you think that they've been bullied before, wait till they see and hear shit like this. And they're just going to be an open target. Like, I feel sorry for Jen's kids because they have to tolerate and put up with whatever is going to happen possibly back at them, bully-wise, because of her, like, dirtiness.
Yeah.
And just not knowing where to
nasty.
Stop.
She's a just nasty woman.
She's a nasty bitch. She really is.
Yeah.
Well, that's the risk of going on these shows is, you expose your whole family to.
Yeah. So that's why, especially when you know your kid has struggled with stuff. Why would you do that? Why would you go for such a low blow? Why would you attack him based on
his looks?
His looks. Anything.
Well, you think that having your child be bullied would give you some sympathy. And then also your husband is a plastic surgeon. So he helps people with their self-esteem.
That will affect his. Yeah, exactly.
He's not representing that at all.
No, it's just ridiculous.
What I loved was, they get up right after that picture gets thrown. Teresa kind of protects Jen. And then Melissa is over there with Danielle. And then right away, Melissa turns at Teresa, says something snarky, and Melissa goes, "She learned it from you, you white trash." Like, she must have been holding that in all season.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, Teresa doesn't let her get the last word. She goes, "Whore, whore, whore, whore," like keeps going at Melissa too. Cause I mean, she's been holding it in about Melissa too this season. Let's be real.
But how disgusting was that, calling her a whore? And you know that your niece and nephew are going to see your behavior towards their mom. Like, their mom would never, ever say something like that to your kids. Like, really, like, it's just really pathetic.
It's really low. It's like another bar that's been lowered even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bad. I'm glad that Danielle told Teresa, it's not about you. Shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Over yourself. Back it up, stupid bitch.
Yeah, but basically when they went over, Melissa was
mocking her and like standing like as if how Teresa does, like body movements. Like, I can't stand Teresa anymore right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, totally. No, that was awesome. Danielle, like later on, like she's just trying to compose herself so she can go back in. She's trying to, you know, clear her eyes, stop crying, whatever. Teresa comes over almost making it worse.
Yeah.
And that was awesome of Danielle. Like, it's not about you. I don't want to hear it right now.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
I can hear it. Back it up. Like just fuck off, right?
But you notice how Teresa kind of just changed it up and she goes, well, you know, I just don't want people to get things to get violent. And it's like, you know.
Of all people, really? Who flipped the table first?
Yeah, she's such an idiot.
Yeah.
And it really annoyed me when Danielle was, they were trying to bring Danielle back in and, you know, gave kind of like the upper hand to Jen. Like, are you okay with her coming back? I will allow it. Yeah. Is that what she said? Yeah. I will allow it.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck do you think you are? She's another one. She really needs to be knocked off her fucking self-made pedestal. She needs to fucking humble herself so that she doesn't look like such a bitch to everybody and for her kids to see that she's not that big of a bitch, a dirty bitch, because she is that. Her and Teresa make the perfect fucking tag team right now.
Well, the other thing too with Jen was she was going on and on about how, you know, like Danielle can't afford it, like her house, and like she wishes that she was her.
Well, I wouldn't wish to be her.
I know, but nobody does. Everything that nobody she's does. Got. Nobody
no.
wishes to be her.
No one and wants to be Jen.
She just kept going on and on. And I think Danielle was trying, I can't speak for her, but when she was trying to make the point of, you know, you're at home in your house
and you're alone.
And when you're alone and you cry.
And you cry.
And you cry.
And I guarantee you, I believe Danielle 100% that she is crying alone.
But you know what? I think the point that Danielle was trying to make is that with all this nastiness that she does, that somewhere in the pit of her soul, that she probably is aware of this, and that's why she cries, is because she knows that she's gone too far. But this one, instead of just shutting up, she goes even further.
She does.
Like, she goes even deeper. So, like, it's terrible. She's a terrible woman.
Yeah, she's,
exactly. And then after both of these, you know, experiences of them fighting, Jen still has no sympathy. She has no remorse for anything she said.
None.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Because, I mean, you can say things like by accident or, you know, you change your mind and then you feel bad about it. She doesn't.
No, she doesn't care. She was actually pleased with herself. That's how she came across. Was
totally.
She was pleased with the way that she was acting.
Yeah. Absolutely. Then Jen Fessler exits the chat. She is the moderator and one of the moderators. They're down a moderator now because Jen Fessler's like, there's nothing more we can do. Like, if we're not breaking bread, you guys are breaking glass and this is the end, right? Like, it can't go any better from here. So she leaves right away. And I think it was Spice who said that's probably the best thing she's done all season.
Absolutely. Yeah. She had my, she has my, like, I
approval
for her because she walked away and thought, I'm not dealing with this shit anymore.
Yeah.
And she was the smartest one out of all of them, I think, by leaving. I really
for sure. But really, that's kind of when the party ends. Like, something like that happens. Bye. It can't get any better from this point.
Yeah.
Really.
Can't recover. There's no recovery from that.
No.
Then it kind of moves on to Teresa and Margaret and their whole thing. So they kind of start talking, and then really, like, Dolores should have been stepping in better as a moderator, because she should have, like, specified, okay, one person talks and then the other person talks. They were just talking over each other, going at it, going at it, going at it.
Sometimes sugar.
What?
Sorry, kind of like what I do sometimes where I just jump in and I shouldn't. I guess it's the Italian, something in the Italian gene.
Must be.
Jump in,
Must be. You only
talking.
hear yourself.
Yeah. Sorry.
Basically, so they start going at it, and we kind of hear a little bit of Margaret's side of the story earlier in the episode too, but she kind of holds her own. She's like, before this time period, I didn't speak with the ex, but then I actually did speak with the ex, and I wanted to talk to to confirm basically that Bo Diddley thing. And I think he was the person who ran a smear campaign on some people on the cast. And so she gives her reason. She's honest. She's like, I didn't speak with her then. I did speak with her at this point. And she gives the exact timeline. This is what I wanted to talk to her about. And she confirmed it. And that's their whole reasoning for me talking to her. And it was after you guys had started speaking to Laura, my ex-best friend. And so she's super honest about it, XYZ. Teresa just does not believe her at all.
No, she doesn't want
At all.
to. No.
He doesn't want to even reason with her or anything. And
No.
it's crazy to me, because Margaret, like she was saying, she doesn't hide in the shadows. She's bringing it all out on the table. This
Yeah.
is what happened. I'll be honest. This is what happened. This is a timeline, and this is my reasoning for it. And it's not that bad, because you had been talking to my ex-best friend, Laura. Careful what you spit up, because.
It'll land right back on you.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, that's the whole reasoning behind it. Like, you spoke with Laura, I spoke with the ex, and yeah. But then, and then at some point during this, and this is again why Dolores should have been stepping in more as a moderator. Then all of a sudden, Teresa and Rachel start going at it about, they've been talking shit about each other's husbands and XYZ. There wasn't a huge point to that, but Rachel got her word in that basically she's pissed at Teresa. Everyone basically at the table was pissed at
I
Teresa.
thought Rachel was going to chuck something at her too, because Rachel looked like she was ready to fucking just blow, pounce.
Yeah,
right? She
Totally.
don't like shut the fuck up. Don't fucking talk about my husband. Like she was just really. I thought, oh, maybe this one's going to be the one who fucking attacks somebody, right? I was waiting for something bigger to happen because I didn't think that.
Exactly. Well, like I said, we kept hearing on social media that there was something like major that happened at this dinner that involved like a physical altercation. So I think we were all on our toes waiting for that to happen.
Have to say, with regards to the dinner, it was a very beautiful. They were all dressed beautiful. I loved Dolores's outfit, including the shawl. I loved Teresa's outfit, of course. That was really nice. And
The Chanel one, I didn't really like it.
I loved Melissa's outfit. But I have to say, I loved the table tops, or whatever they did, the decor on it, the
Arrangements,
arrangement.
yeah.
I'm not sure. A lot of people might not know what certain things are, but each arrangement had a different, what we call corni, which is like a corn or like a horn, right? Which some had the little black hand with if you see it, with the two, with the pointer and the pinky pointing. And then Teresa, I think, had the golden horn, which was the single horn, the big
Yeah.
horn, right? She had the
Yeah.
big horn.
Yeah, she had that big horn.
Some
She
of them
needed the big one, yeah.
they had gold ones, they had black ones, they had all different ones. And I guess yeah, so those are, that was cool, like cute to see as part of the decoration. To ward off all the fucking
Evil.
evil coming
Yeah.
at them, because it's supposed to spit it back in your face, right? The corny is supposed to be whatever you're shooting to me to shoot right back at you. There's this thing that in Italy, some people would say in Italian, it's like This is what we say. We say, sette, otto, nove, la porta due, non mi si muovi.
Okay,
which means, which means it's not going to sound the same because in English, it would be literally, literal translation is 7, 8, 9, but it rhymes in Italian, okay? 7, 8, 9 may it not move from your door. So basically, whatever you're trying to fucking shoot at me, may it fucking rebound back at you. May it not leave your door, may it come back to you, right? Yeah. Whatever you're trying to shoot out me, it just shoot back at you.
There you go. Just like the spit.
Yeah. We got a little cultural lesson.
We got a little cultural lesson. Yeah, exactly.
It's a big thing in the South. In the North, not so much, but anywhere from Naples down, everybody's got the cornies happening.
We're going to have to start wearing those around our necks.
Yeah. I have one on my keychain. I have one in my car. I have one at all entries of the doors of the house.
Just to be safe.
And the hands are always pointing if you see somebody looking at you or saying something to you or somebody you don't like, right? So
don't go into not so nice's house with any bad intentions. It'll get shot right back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So after all that, it kind of goes back redirected to the hatred towards Marge. Mm-hmm. And they keep kind of going at it. And then finally, Marge gets to drop her bomb.
And that was a big fucking bomb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You could just tell Jackie. She just fucking froze, man.
Yeah.
You knew. So
basically,
what she was spitting out was the actual truth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So basically, Jackie had been the one all along who mm-hmm. was meeting up with Louis's ex. And she mm-hmm. even had her over at her house. Mm-hmm. So at first, she kind of denies it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take very long to break her.
Yeah. No.
Take very long. Marge goes, I have proof. I have everything, Jackie.
That was it.
And she literally turns to Teresa and she goes, okay, listen.
It was when you hated me.
When you hated me. You said this about my husband, so I wanted to get dirt on your husband. We were playing that game. And she literally admits to it right away. Everyone in the room was like, oh my God. And you know what was so funny about that? Jackie has been playing Teresa's side this whole season. Like, what was she thinking? What was she doing?
You know what? Even if you look at it a little bit different, like the thing is when you think about why she would do that, like if you know that Teresa was out for blood and trying to bring your family down, mm-hmm. and then you would suddenly switch and turn around and grovel to her mm-hmm. and be like right up her ass. I don't know mm-hmm. how else to put it.
She's
right?
Desperate. She was desperate to be
so Jackie was Judas. She was Judas.
The
she
Last
turned.
Supper and Judas turned out to be Jackie.
Yeah.
Exactly. Can you believe that?
Yeah. And Danielle was like, she was a little like, ooh.
a little gleeful. Yeah. That made up for the Nate comment,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was okay then.
Oh yeah.
Now your inside crew fucking nailed you.
Yeah.
There's your little
But the interesting thing was when that all came out, Teresa didn't even turn against Jackie.
No.
Because she...
Well, still processing.
She's processing because she's too dumb.
She's too dumb.
But the other thing is because she's laser focused on her hatred for Margaret. So the Jackie thing she can't even compute yet because she's still focused on bringing Margaret down. Mm-hmm. And hating on Margaret, like that—that mm-hmm. that was her main thing. And so she's blinded to everything else mm-hmm. that she heard or anything new that was brought up that she wasn't aware of. Mm-hmm. She didn't even want to consider it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's going to be brewing in her.
Yeah,
now,
for sure.
Once she got home to
Louis. Oh, Louis. Imagine when she tells Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well,
she's going to have like a hitman after her.
The interesting thing is, because I've seen stuff on Instagram and I've seen pictures and I've seen like they had just recently, I think it was a couple days ago, they had Jen and Teresa and there was someone else there. Oh, Dolores in the Hamptons. So like they're all like in the Hamptons partying it up and, you know, like taking pictures and stuff. But Jackie's nowhere to be found. And I didn't even think about that because I didn't know.
She's out.
Yeah,
she's out after this. Yeah. She was trying to screw Teresa over and then went and like kissed her ass. Like, what was she thinking?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds, like, it's so weird. It reminds me of the whole thing with Monica in Salt Lake City. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, why are you being so, like, malicious and, like, so fake? Like, that's beyond fake.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, Jackie got nailed today.
Oh, no. She slinked out of the dinner. Like, yeah. That's what she did. She literally slinked out. And like
I think she feels, like, I think she felt like Teresa's okay with me.
Yeah, she totally did.
She has no fucking clue what's coming at her. Right?
She's thinking, I got away with it. I did it. Now no one trusts her.
Now no I don't one have trusts to worry about it anymore, about her revealing my secret. Now I don't have to be, you know, nervous anymore. Oh, yeah, you do now.
You got to be more nervous now. Like, she did a pretty good job covering that up. But, like, remember all season, she was nuts. Jackie was acting weird. She looked odd, like, the whole time. Like,
she was on stuff. And she definitely was going against the others even more, showing that she was on Teresa's side. I guess in her mind, she thought, as long as they don't know, because that, you know, as long as they don't find out. But she was, like, kind of scared at the same time of them finding out. But I think that she thought the more that I'm on Teresa's side and against the others, maybe the more it'll be in her favor if it ever gets out in the future. If it ever gets out, it always gets out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she was thinking, what angle she was going for, like how she thought she could get away with that. Like, I just don't know what her motive was for that. Like, it's just odd.
Okay, my opinion on that is I think that she was honest, finally, after it came out and she admitted it, that she had had enough with being attacked and her husband and them trying to find pictures and try. I mean, let's get real. Jennifer Aiden and Teresa both were like harping on that whole thing about Jackie's husband.
Yeah.
Were they not? Totally. They were harping on it. They were trying to find the fucking dirt, you know, especially Jennifer Aiden, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. So she was, in her mind, trying to find something that she can fucking take them down with and have as a, like a power, like something to have to fucking just get them back. Unfortunately.
Why become friends with Teresa after?
Because I guess the eyes were taken off of her and put on Marge, right? Teresa's focus was Marge did this. And to try and follow, like, as though I'm not anything to do with this, she had to make sure she was on Teresa's. That's just my opinion. I think she was so worried about, you know what I mean? But she saw the clear path was pointing at Marge. So she was standing quietly, as much as quiet, behind Teresa, like as though she's Teresa, Team Teresa now. That's what I think.
I know, but why though? That's the
But
whole
then
thing.
What a shitty thing, because she was friends with Marge.
Yeah, she was.
What a shitty thing to do.
She was.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know what her reasoning was.
I don't know what her reason was. Up.
I just think,
something fucked
short circuited in her brain.
Yeah,
and
something went wrong that she thought, okay, I got this. Let me get this information, because at the time they were focused on her. And so I guess she wanted to fire back at Teresa or Jennifer with that.
I don't know.
But then to do something at that level, blame it on someone else, and then become friends with Teresa.
Yeah, I don't know.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't. So this is why maybe she...
Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Something was wrong. You could see it in her eyes. There was something different. Like, I mean, she was a bit airhead, ditzy, whatever we want to call it, and when she first came onto the show. You know, just, I don't know, naive, something. Wanted to be part of it. She had her own issues. You know, her eating disorder. You know, she was doing a good thing, bringing it to the forefront. maybe helping other people who are in the same situation. She had her struggles. You understand? You know what I mean? And maybe she thought in her mind this would somehow, I don't know what she was thinking, but whatever she was thinking,
it didn't
was
work
wrong
her.
And
it didn't pan out for her. It really
didn't pan out how she felt that maybe it would help her. It just kind of, yeah, she just fucked that one up. And again, like on the shows, how many times did I say, like, her eyes look different? Like,
she looks, yeah,
she looks out of it. She looks like she's on something. It's like, you know what I mean?
She just didn't look well.
Yeah, she didn't look well. She didn't look like she was of sound mind to be dealing with whatever the fuck she was dealing with. And mind you, this group is a lot to fucking deal with too, right? Mm-hmm. But especially when you got two like Teresa and Jennifer as the main fucking, you know, I don't know.
You know what I think for Jackie? The only thing I can think of
I
is,
feel bad for Jackie
is
too,
you know what it is I think of like there's it's like Stockholm syndrome. You know, when you've got someone that treats you bad and like basically tortures you, and for whatever reason you're looking for their acceptance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it's sad.
It's sad.
I feel bad for her. Right now I feel bad for her. I'm glad that this is off her shoulders in the sense that I feel like now
she shouldn't have been on the show.
No, she shouldn't have been on the show. Yeah, especially this season. She just should not have been on the show.
No.
Yeah. No. Knowing that, you know, like ultimately this shit gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's just, I don't know.
Yeah, well, she walked out of that dinner with her tail between her legs. Literally, it looked like she was walking with her tail between her legs. I thought it was really funny. They showed her kind of walking out and she's about to turn the corner, but all the other ladies are there and she walks backwards like, I cannot talk to anyone right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
Dolores,
I right now feel bad for her because I like now that it's out in the open.
Yeah, it's going to be hard on her.
It's
going to
be hard on her, poor thing. And I think, like, and I hope that she's going to do well. And I hope that her husband's there to support her. And I hope that some of the other ladies who have a little bit less,
maybe they have a little bit of sympathy.
A little bit more sympathy.
Yeah.
And those people are the only people that may have some sympathy and try to reach out and help her. Possibly at this point, it would be Melissa, because that would be a big one if she were to reach out to help her or to just give her some kind of, you know what I mean? And maybe Rachel or, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I think a lot of them are going to have animosity towards her.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Which is going to hit her even harder, right?
I feel bad. You know what? It's out there. It's ugly. It's not pretty. And that's, you got to take it. And that's it.
Exactly. Well, Dolores's final words were the sit down, this dinner was basically a death of all the relationships, mm-hmm. death of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was the death of everything, right? I don't think there's going back for a lot of these relationships, even in real life.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's been a lot of rumors that, you know, this whole cast is going to get revamped because I don't see really a lot of these women coming back. What do you guys think?
I think it's, you know what, when you've kind of gone below that bar,
mm-hmm.
and it's not like they can just sit there and have like a little fight and then go, okay, we're good again, and then mm-hmm. go on a girls trip.
No.
Because that's not going to happen.
No,
there's legal issues. Mm-hmm. They're suing each other left mm-hmm. and right.
Mm-hmm.
There's like deep family trauma. Mm-hmm. There's like the worst
all
of the worst.
Of
so you can't have a cast like this. You got to start from scratch.
It's like New York. They gotta redo
just
that,
cut
right?
It. And that's
cut them
it.
Off. Bye bye. Go your way.
And that's it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think there was just too much toxicity. Like this whole season, they just did not mesh together at all. Like from the very beginning, the first episode, no one was meshing together. You can't have the cast like completely split between two. There's one side and there's another side. It doesn't work that way. And that's why this season was, to be honest, a bit of a flop.
Yeah.
And that kind of brings us to our golden question. This is like one of the like top tier franchises in the Real Housewives world. Like everyone loves New York. Everyone loves this cast too. Like Teresa is like, you know, she's annoying.
Jersey and New York were my favorites, right?
Yeah, like Teresa's a bit annoying, but she is actually like one of the most loved like Bravo icons of all time.
I said before.
And
got to her, I think.
So that all being said, it got to this point where now, and even online, everyone's saying, you know, they got to revamp the show. And after watching this final episode, I got to agree, like, I don't see them coming back next season altogether as a one full cast. Like, they got to go now. And so my question to you guys is, what do you think went wrong to go from such a successful franchise to this where, you know, they can't even get on a girls' trip. They can't even get together as a group this whole season until they do this Last Supper, which was like, oh my God, what went wrong here?
I think personally, I just think that the whole show kind of spiraled. And when you get to a point where there's like utter hatred for each other,
yeah, there's true
like,
hatred.
And that's all it is. Yeah. Is it's not even, yeah, I'm mad at you and we're going to work through this.
Yeah.
Like it's hatred now when you're like, throwing things,
yeah,
when you're going dirty, when you're going after family, yeah, when you're suing each other, that I think went wrong. Like it went from like fun and, you know, like even like in past episodes,
you can have fights and stuff.
Absolutely.
You can have fights. You can have disagreements. You can, you know, say shit. I mean, sometimes you say shit that you shouldn't have said and it's like, okay, sorry, I fucked up. You know, I shouldn't have said that. You know, I didn't mean it, blah, blah, blah. But there's just, like Spice is saying, it turned into hatred. And so it was poisonous, right? And it's just, it's, you know.
It's, and then you bring in the spouses, like, on top of that.
Yeah.
All, and then,
yeah,
like, there's that, like, there's like Louis chiming in, and I don't even know why he is, but whatever.
Yeah, because the others are okay.
And then he adds to that, like he adds fuel to the fire, and it's just an ugly mix, and it can't. It's not like they can just sit there and go, okay, well, we're gonna do like they did last season and go to Ireland, and they actually had a good time there.
Yeah,
like they did, but they can't even remember those good times anymore because they're all wrapped up in the fact of how much they hate each other. And that's what I think went wrong.
Exactly.
I know I can speak from experience. I've had great friendships in the past, like things that have gone like really, really, that I thought was really, really well. And then something happens and you never speak to that person again. And you know that, if I ever see, like, I'm thinking of one particular person, but if I ever see that person, I'm not even going to say hi to them in Costco. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a cut and dry. It's unfortunate, but that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with these ladies.
Yeah.
It doesn't normally happen on this scale and in front of the public and everything, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. So, I think,
it does,
And
I agree with
done.
That. Same. Like, if somebody... You know, I can forgive, I can
let
go, I can move on, not a problem. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just need to fucking apologize and move forward and let things go. And I can do that. But then there's some...
It's a line, right?
When you cross that line, there's like, fuck off, never ever acknowledge you again. That's it. I don't care what the situation is. I will not fucking look at you. Like, I'm done. Or I'll look at you and look right the other way. Make sure that you see that I see you and just fucking look right the other way right after that. I really don't care. Because there is people in your life that sometimes that's going to happen with. And especially if they've done you wrong, fuck off. That's it. You're done. You can, you know, strike one, strike two, strike three, you're fucking done.
I was going to say fool you once, fool me twice, fool me three. I never get that saying right, but you know what I mean. But yeah, that kind of thing. Like, then you're done, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
So what I think went wrong, and I am going to point a finger here.
Go ahead.
What's really, like, entertaining about watching reality TV, it's stuff that could happen to you. right? So it's a catty little comment that happens that turns into a big deal. Like, by the way, you look like shit when you're on your way out, or it's, you know, he said, it's all these catty little things that happen, all this little drama that could honestly happen to me, but you know, it's happening on a bigger scale because these people live big lives and extravagant lives. But once you start bringing in things that aren't necessarily entertaining or fun, or and they're just kind of malicious. So like Louis comes in and then we find out he's hired someone to do a smear campaign. Yeah. He's hiring private investigators. That makes all the cast build up a wall to each other and they can't actually be themselves. That's the fun part about reality TV is you're watching their actual lives. Like this is what they actually do. Now everyone has this, you know, this wall because now they're afraid. There's lawsuits going on. There's this, there's that. They have to be afraid of, you know, what they're doing behind the scenes. If somebody contacts them who, you know, had been in Louis' life, are they going to get, you know, smeared by Teresa now? So when you start adding in all these legal issues and all these like actual serious, serious things that necessarily like... I can't relate to that because I've never been involved in any smear campaign, or I've never had a private investigator or hired a private investigator, any of those things. Mm-hmm. It becomes less entertaining for like us, the viewers. Mm-hmm. And it's harder for us to understand too, and to actually grasp the concepts of like the seriousness of what's going on. Yeah. And then it makes the cast too, they build up their walls. And they become divided. Now they don't want anything to do with Teresa. That's why, you know, the cast was totally divided this season. So I kind of point my finger at Louis for bringing in some of this stuff and bringing in these really serious things. And like, you know, even, you know, whatever happened with his lawsuit or whatever, you know, Teresa couldn't even really bring up on camera. Mm-hmm. We want to know what's going on in her life. And, you know, we only found out about it like 2 episodes ago. Where we had, you know, 10 episodes before that, where we didn't know what was going on in her life. But that's the whole point of this reality show, is to know everything going on and to get entertainment from it. So I think the issues that started happening, they went from, you know, funny little like catty things, arguments and stuff like that, that we can relate to these really serious, like legal issues that honestly, it's wasn't what we were hoping for. And that's what went wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that I'm really sorry that I didn't hear about in this whole thing was what happened with Margaret's husband, Joe. Like, is he okay? Yeah, like they never said anything. Right. Maybe online, but not through the show.
It was maybe online we'll get an update.
Yeah. But like, it was interesting how the season ended and we knew that there wasn't going to be a reunion. That was everywhere.
Yeah.
But it just kind of the episode faded to black. So you know that's it, right? Like with these people, that's it. So
like when you go to the movies and they have a shitty fucking ending.
Right? Yeah.
Like the Sopranos.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah, it just went blank.
Yeah. Screen for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Well, that was the Last Supper. Bit of a somber ending. It was a really great cast and stuff like that, so we'll see what happens with the casting for next season. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll have to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know if they bring a couple back and then add some new faces.
I hope they bring Danielle back because she was so funny.
I see Rachel and Danielle come back.
Yeah, with new friends.
Yeah, with new friends.
And Melissa, I don't mind Melissa.
I would like for Melissa to go back, but we know Teresa's going to have a fucking hard time if that happens, right?
So that won't happen.
She'll try and fucking...
You know what? If they bring back Melissa and not Teresa, they'll have to do like a... Andy will have to do an interview with Teresa or something like that, just so we can see her, like her reaction to that. That would be pretty funny.
Yeah,
Teresa wouldn't think it's funny.
No, she wouldn't.
I'm the tree. I'm a growing.
Well.
What a bitch to call her a hoo, but anyways.
Anything else?
I'm good. I'm good.
Well, that was sugar.
And spice.
And not so nice.
Thanks for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.